Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. So he was being sure of what he hoped for. The entire universe was formed at God's command. So that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past the age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. Abraham considered God faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sands on the seashore. That's us. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. I repeat, they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them and for us. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promise was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. As I believe he pondered on the promise. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob, and Esau is regarded to their future, in regards to their future. I could go on. By faith, Joseph. By faith, Moses. By faith, people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And whatever more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weaknesses was turned into strength, whose weakness was turned into strength. Whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeered and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in the desert and mountains, and in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith. Yet some of them received what had been promised. I'm sorry. Yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. I stress this scripture, which is coming from Hebrews chapter 11. God has planned something better for me and you, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. I repeat, let me fix my eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of my faith, who for joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand and of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone who he accepts as a son. My sons and daughters, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. Do not lose heart when he rebukes you, and because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son and daughter. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons and daughters. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirit and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. Make every effort to live in peace with all men, and to be holy without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grow up to cause trouble and defile many. See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance. Right? His inheritance? Rights as the oldest son. Afterwards, as you know, when he wanted to inherit his blessing, he was rejected. He could bring about no change of mind, though he sought the blessing with tears. I believe Holy Spirit is pressing in for us that we are surrounded by the cloud of witnesses. I believe that the troubles and the hardships that each of us has been walking in sometimes is very discouraging. And you have to take faith and choose to believe when the challenge is huge in front of you. And by choice, just like Abraham, you reason out inside your heart that God did not begin a good work in you and drop you like a hot potato. He will sustain you. He will strengthen you. He will encourage you when you haven't got any left. He will strengthen you, but he will also use those weaknesses that you and I have to help deliver others. For those are the areas where you know that they are bound, where you were bound. And those places where you had bondage, you will be able and be experts at delivering them and setting them free, as the Holy One of Israel is resident in you and me to take us higher than we've ever been before. But it's going to be done by faith. And those that are in the realm of the Spirit, the church of the living God, is not just those in the earth. It is those that are in the heavenly realms. And those unseen will definitely reap a harvest with us. We are not leaving them behind. So, Father, tonight, I ask that you would just pour in grace to those who listen to this message. And those that are at home struggling, I'm believing and receiving a visitation that will shatter their unbelief, that they will have the gifts of God's Holy Spirit filling them with peace. And answers will come, for our God is faithful. In Jesus' name, I pray.